You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Oh, killing it. Killing it. I'm still not sleeping all week. I don't think I've had more than, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours sleep total this week.
You mean of all?
Yeah, combined, yeah.
Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I might need to have that nightly routine of a shot of NyQuil, Ace, that you do.
I'm telling you.
Do you do that with the champagne?
No, I've stopped taking NyQuil a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I take Sequel now.
But yeah, I have. No, I hadn't taken anything in a while.
Martini and Rossi, Osti, Spubanti.
They got NyQuil's got those little gummy things you can take now. Like the, I think there are Z-Quil, Rob, but it's like Z-Quil gummies you can chew up or something. And Amanda started taking something. I forgot their new gummies that everybody raves about. They're supposed to be great to put you to sleep.
They're called D8.
Yeah.
A-T-H-C.
Speaking of which, there is a lady who's running. Has anybody seen this lady running for Congress in Texas?
Oh,
who's hitting a bong in her commercial?
Yeah. So, do you want to expand on that? And we're going to go over the whole story and all that.
Oh yeah.
And then we also have a lady who's a grandma who's has experienced something for the very first time. She's all excited about it. She's going to tell us. So, it was too nasty to play on the regular radio. That's why it's here. So we get to all that coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
More than just a little funny. This is extra funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast. Mm-mm.
So where is this woman running for office, Stacey, you're talking about?
Texas. Her name is Sally Duvall. She's running for Congress in Texas as a Democrat, pushing to legalize marijuana. So we'll start this campaign ad here.
My name is Sally Duvall, and I'm running for the Texas House of Representatives. They arrest people every day for marijuana possession.
So now, while she's talking, the video in the background, she's sitting around smoking a big old joint, lighting up.
Our laws it gets
wilder as this thing goes on.
Texans should have the freedom to consume these products if they want to. You can visit my website to read all about my common sense policy. I'm Sally Duvall, and I believe it's high time for change in Texas.
Hear that in the background? She just rips a bong at the end where she's like saying that part about high time, and then she just
it sounds like the beginning of a Lil Wayne song.
Yeah, she's like a 68-year-old lady. It looks like 65-year-old lady. I don't know.
She sounds like she's still smoking two packs of cigarettes a day, too.
You're not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who would run on that platform, though?
Yeah.
Weed.
No. The cigarette platform. Like, I think, you know, people ought to be free to smoke cigarettes as much as they want in the state of Texas. So why can't you smoke cigarettes? Or why are cigarettes so frowned upon and all that?
Why you have to wait until 18 to smoke? Yeah. I think over the age of 12.
Be brave.
Once you become a teenager, you can smoke if you want.
Is she hot? She sounds hot.
No, she's not. I mean, she's 68 years old.
People could be hot at 68.
What an ageist.
Oh, my God. He is. He's an ageist. And not a gentleman.
Okay.
I was thinking about something earlier We looked up this law in North Carolina just out of curiosity. It came up in conversation. And it was the legal age to ride in the bed of a pickup truck. And 16 is the legal age.
Yeah.
How sad does your life have to be if a police officer is checking your date of birth to make sure that you're not riding in the back of a truck illegally? I mean, you're not exactly going, you know, to the board of directors meeting riding in the back of a truck.
No.
As an adult.
No. Nothing important is happening.
Although that would be great. You know, if you had a big board of directors meeting and they're sitting, and I think of that office that we used to go to all the time, TJ, our old accountant's office, where the conference room looks out over the parking lot.
Yeah.
And everybody's waiting for the meeting to start, and a truck pulls up, and the guy in a really nice suit jumps out of the back. Thanks, man.
Thanks, on the side.
What's that? Who's
that? You always got a bang on the side. Let him know. Well, I'm clear, man. You're good to go. Appreciate it.
If you'd have done that shit when I was growing up, they said, hey, don't hit my truck. Yeah. I know you got out.
Come on, bruv.
So this is a lady who is excited, and she's in her 60s. She's excited at the concept, but not the content of what she has for the first time. So this is her talking to the TikTok.
Hey, TikTok, I just got a message from an Alan Hicks. If you get one, don't open it. It's a pick. I got my first pick at 63 years old. Alan Hicks, I was not impressed. My dog's got a bigger than you. Okay.
She's name dropping him.
Yeah.
Dang.
My dog's lipstick is bigger than yours.
If you just randomly send a woman an unrequested picture like that, you deserve to have your name blasted out.
I guess
out.
That's fair.
But... She goes, ha ha.
Wow.
Would you expect a woman in her 60s to have received many of those types of pictures?
No, maybe it just meant.
At 63, I just got my first.
It might have just passed her by.
We used to fax them back before the social media.
Really?
Yeah. We would fax those pictures.
You think it's more likely that a person that had this kind of technology in their teens would be the ones to send these? Or would it have been like when you were in your 20s?
Oh, yeah, if you've grown up with it, it's much different than it. Because what is she, 63? So the pictures have only been, you know, of decent quality, what, 15 years, would you say?
I don't know when the quality came.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. With your HD.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have a lot of that stuff for long. Even when you first had phones, you didn't have the ability to do that. And even when you first got a phone that would take a picture, the picture sucked. So realistically, you know, not until, like, you know, what, 10 years, 15 years ago before it became really common for people to send pictures like that back and forth. So she would have been in her, what would that put her, like 48, 49?
That's too old to be getting one anyway, right, Ace?
You know, to each his own, Rob. I'm saying to each his own. But for her, maybe she was, you know, married and it wasn't happening or something. I don't know.
It's very
It would make sense that she would not have gotten one before.
Yeah, I'm guessing my mom has never gotten one.
Oh God, I don't want to know if my mom has ever gotten one.
You wouldn't want to know that, but I'm pretty sure.
You don't think there's any chance, Rob, that your dad would send your mom one?
I really hope not. It would be very uncharacteristic of him.
Hurry home.
Click. Yeah, Alan Hicks might have just gotten his first smartphone. He's like, I'm sending a deep. I finally got off that flip phone. I got a camera now.
Mm.
Wiener. Everybody's getting it. Send this to the HOA. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
This is Alan Hicks. Here's my penis.
What the hell? I've been waiting years to be able to do this. Yeah. I tried it with that jitterbug, but. That phone didn't work.
She didn't even know. She was like, his name is Alan Hicks.
If you get a message from him, don't open it.
This is Alan Hicks. I have a message for everybody.
Spam.
Here's my silver wiener.
And then what if she doesn't know enough about social media and all that? She thinks that that she got a deer peer, but really, I mean, it was just... something that he accidentally put on all of his friends' stories or something.
Oh, man. Yeah.
or sent them in the DM, like you hit the wrong button or whatever, and she thinks that it was just for her. And she's talking about it like it's spam. Don't open it.
Don't open it. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do.
Be on the lookout for Alan Hicks.
Okay, let's say you just at random, there was a mistake and an old person hit the wrong button and sent you a body part pic. Would you rather it be of a really old lady body parts or a really old man?
Really old woman.
Yeah, really old woman. Yeah. Still, you know, rather be female than male.
Yeah. Y'all afraid that would make you gay if you said male?
Definitely.
No,
I'm gay now. Somebody sent me an unsolicited wiener picture. Right.
I'm a silver fox chaser.
Oh no, I'm gay.
I'd be afraid that it'd be more impressive than me.
Don't even look at it, you'll turn gay.
Rob, I assume it would be more impressive than
me. That's exactly, like, I don't want to get an old man's wiener and then.
Yeah, you don't want a war wiener. You don't want to have to deal with those. That was back when men were men.
I would if I happened to get one of those, I would save it, and then the next time a girl asked for one, I'd send her that one.
I mean, it's you could still
I know.
One online somewhere.
Check that out.
Yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.